This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Heads Up Plant Protectants. I'm Mark Magnuson. Market conditions and grain prices are setting up 2025 to be a year of tough decisions for farmers. Growers do not want to cut back on inputs at the risk of harming yields, but when faced with tough economic decisions, tough management decisions need to be made. In the case of farmers who have no choice but to cut fertilizer rates, the Mosaic Company offers biological nutrient enhancers to facilitate efficient nutrient uptake and utilization. These biological products are designed to help growers get the most out of their fertilizer investment. We will hear more from Scott Raby of Mosaic next.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Scott Raby is the Director of Research and Development for Mosaic Biosciences, and he says that Mosaic wants to assist farmers by helping them get the most from their inputs.
You know, we don't want growers to be cutting corners. We want them to be getting the most out of their input spend that they possibly can. And that's where the Mosaic Bioscience is trying to contribute that, where if they maybe have to spend a little bit less on fertilizer, that they can still get that nutrient uptake and that yield enhancement that they are expecting from their fertilizer.
Raby says that Mosaic offers the data and research that backs up the efficacy of their biological products.
We have a product that is called BioPath that is a nutrient use enhancer. I mean, in previous trials, and you can see the data from this on the Mosaic website up in their AgriFacts, where they've seen a 3.5 bushel per acre increase versus the same trials that don't use BioPath and just use regular fertilizer.
While cutting back on inputs might make economic sense on paper, in practice, that can have a negative effect for yield, says Raby.
To me, it's about yield preservation, right? If your yield is the ultimate measure of how successful your growing season was, you do have to measure the cost of your inputs. But if you decrease the one and you add in the enhancer, the BioPath, you still maintain that yield.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.